Welcome to Lunchtime Classics on Classical 90.5, broadcasting live from our performance studio in downtown Louisville.
Yes, welcome on a Wednesday afternoon here at Classical 90.5. Good to have a great audience here today as we welcome students of pianist Dror Baran, who teaches at the University of Louisville School of Music. And we will begin with Elliot Eckel, who's a freshman, starting off the program with a prelude by Gabriel Fauré. Please welcome Elliot Eckel. Live on Lunchtime Classics, pianist Elliot Eckel, student of Dror Baran at U of L, performing the Prelude No. 4 in F Major by Gabriel Fauré. Throughout the course of the program, we'll have a chance to meet each of our young artists here today. And we'd like to welcome to the Steinway here our next performer, Ethan McCollum. And he will be performing a solo piano arrangement by Johannes Brahms of his Hungarian Dance No. 7 in F Major. Please welcome pianist Ethan McCollum. Thank you. Ethan McCullum was playing Johannes Brahms' Hungarian Dance Number 7. I'll take a moment to meet Ethan, and well done.
Thank you very much.
You recently had a recital?
I did. I had one on Monday night.
And this was part of your student activities? You have to do a certain number of recitals?
Yes, I have to do a junior and a senior recital. So this was my junior recital.
What was that experience like? What did you do? Where was it? And set the scene for us.
It was at the music school. It was at U of L. It was in Comstock Hall. And I played this dance. I also played the three selections that I will be playing later in this program. And I played Beethoven's Piano Sonata in C Major, Opus 2, Number 3.
Mm-hmm. And who was in the audience for that?
The rest of the piano studio, the piano teachers, some other friends, some of my family came all the way from Berea, Kentucky, about 2 hours. That's where I'm from. So that was really wonderful to have them all come.
Is there a bit of pressure in having your peers part of your the audience?
It sometimes is, but at the same time, I just have to tell myself these are my friends, and I've been at school with them, some of them many years, and we've been growing as musicians together. And I know in the end, these are people that all support me, and these are, and that they're all friends in the audience.
Excellent. Well, it's good to know there's not a lot of competition between pianists. I suppose there must be some in some degree, but when you're all in it together, it kind of helps, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I look forward to your next performance as we continue. Thank you, Ethan.
Thank you.
Elliot Eckel returns to perform on Lunchtime Classics here. Three selections from Bach's French Suite Number 1 in D minor, the Allemande, Courante, and Sarabande, as we welcome back Elliot Eckel.
Thank you.
That's pianist Elliot Eckel, a student of Dror Baran at the University of Louisville School of Music, performing from Bach's French Suite No. 1. And we'll meet Elliot now. Elliot, you've been in this performance studio before, haven't you?
Yeah, I sure have.
A few times. I remember you with Neil Rao, you were accompanied him.
Yeah, he was a friend of mine from a different high school, but we managed to play a lot of music together. It was great.
Well, it's good to have you back. And of course, Bach didn't write for the modern day piano, but it works really well for it, and it offers the artist the unique ability to put their own interpretation on it. You have different breathing points, and
yeah, I really think the piano gives a lot more expression for pieces like Bach or even any piece, really.
Well, when you look at Bach on the page, it's very technical. You have to slog through it the first few times. How long do you live with a piece like this to really make it your own?
With pieces like this, I think it's really important to play them for a really, really long time. Even this performance and other small performances I've played with my other colleagues are really important in learning how to play the piece. So I've been working on it for a couple months now, and I will continue to work on it for a long time so that I can really just cement it in my memory and learn different ways of playing it and experience different just styles and techniques with the piece.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very different from the Fauré that you played at the beginning of Lunchtime Classics today. And probably the next time you return to this, it might have a different interpretation on it too.
Yeah, very, very well might.
Mm-hmm. If you've never been to the University of Comstock Hall, it's a beautiful hall, has wonderful acoustics. What's it like to perform in that space?
It's a little bit intimidating, honestly. When you're playing on one piano in the middle of this huge stage with a giant auditorium, you really have to play a lot. It almost sounds ugly to yourself when you're playing because you have to play so loud, but that's just to you. Out in the hall, it really sounds like the sound is projecting a lot more, mm-hmm. and it can be intimidating to have to play for everybody in the entire audience and even on the balcony.
Sure. Well, we really enjoyed your performance, and thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Elliot Eckel, thank you. We return to Ethan McCollum, who will perform next for us, and selections by Alberto Ginastera, a suite for piano, Opus 15. We're going to hear three movements from this. Again, let's welcome Ethan McCollum to Lunchtime Classics. Thank you. That's Ethan McCullum performing Alberto Ginastera's Suite, Opus 15, here on Classical 90.5 and Lunchtime Classics. We are welcoming our third student of Dror Baran from the University of Louisville School of Music, pianist Nathaniel Moe. And he joins us before he plays his Chopin that he will play in a moment. Nathaniel, I hear congratulations are in order. You won a competition recently?
Yes.
And what was that?
I competed a couple weeks ago in the Music Teachers National Association state level of the Young Artist Piano Competition. And I won, and so I'm now continuing on to the divisional level of the Music Teacher National Association competitions, which are actually going to be held here in Louisville this year.
Excellent. So not much travel fees for you.
No.
Competitions. I mean, I know musicians are doing a lot of competitions, and what's it like to do a competition like this? Is there a feeling of camaraderie between musicians, or is there actual, you know, hear of opera singers putting shards of glass in other opera singers' face cream and things like that?
I don't think it usually gets that bad, but there is a lot of stress involved. But between competitors, you know, they're good sports usually, and so we get along.
Well, there are a lot of pianists out there, and a lot of quality pianists, too. I imagine that it can feel a little intimidating to be one of many quality performers.
Oh, yes. At the high-level competitions, it depends on so many things, and competitions are so objective. So, you know, there's right. So many wonderful pianists. I couldn't imagine being one of the judges, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, congratulations. And what will you be playing for us today?
I'll be playing Chopin's Fourth Ballade in F minor, Opus 52.
All right. So please welcome to our Lunchtime Classics Steinway, Nathaniel Moe.
Thank you. Thank you.
Quite a way to end the program. Nathaniel Moe performing Chopin's Ballade No. 4 in F minor. Thanks to our musicians today, Nathaniel Moe, Elliot Eckel, and Ethan McCullum for performing today. And also thanks to their teacher, Dror Baran, who's obviously doing a great job with them at the University of Louisville School of Music. So thank you, Dror. And it's good to see you here in the audience as well. We have a lot going on here at Classical 90.5, including our Holiday Choral Festival on Sunday, December 8th. It's at a new time at 7 p.m. Please visit us online at wol.org and find out more about our Holiday Choral Festival coming up on December 8th. I'd also like to thank people involved in the program today, City Cafe, for providing lunches for our volunteers. We had Paul Nevitt providing the house sound. Andy High was our broadcast audio engineer. And Daniel Gillum back in the WUOL studio. We have a special one coming up. Yes, we will be live next week with the Young Artist Competition winners, sponsored by PNC Wealth Management. And that'll be next Wednesday, so we'll see you back here next time. Until then, I'm Alan Brandt. Thanks for coming.